Swansea Council keeps on cutting. Swansea Socialist Party challenged the Labour cabinet when it voted through further cuts, increases to service charges and an above-inflation council tax rise. Despite £70 million cuts, they claim services have improved over the past 5 years. Attempting to put on a positive spin, the cabinet report claimed that £35 million was being added to the budget. It all sounds optimistic, but really it's a disingenuous statement from a desperate council. What is really happening? There has been a one-off £17 million Tory election bribe, a 4.5% increase in the council tax costing residents £8 million and another £10 million more cuts. Swansea residents will be dipping into their pockets once more, because of the failure of the council to fight for the resources needed to run the city from the Tories in Westminster and the Welsh Labour government in Cardiff. £40 million more cuts are planned over the next 3 years. Burying your head in the sand, and hoping against hope, that the Tory leopards will change their spots is no strategy whatsoever. Following the example of the militant-led Liverpool City Council in the 1980s, that refused to implement Tory cuts, is increasingly becoming the only serious strategy to stop the destruction of council jobs and services. In neighbouring Carmarthenshire Council, the Workers' Unison Union branch has consistently led the demand for the council to set a legal no-cuts budget. Now the local government union branches across Wales are starting to line up to support this call. Alec Thraves, Swansea Trade Union Council Vice President, joined Swansea Trade Union Council lobby and protest at the full council meeting. Thursday, 5 March, 4 p.m., Swansea Guildhall.